Why doesn't anyone try to influence us with bags?
I literally just got a PlayStation bag in the mail yesterday.
Are you influenced?
I don't know. It's still sitting. I think I threw it under my desk. It was like a, hey, happy holidays, sort of, you know.
Well, you were influenced to throw it under your desk.
I suppose that's accurate, yeah.
All right. Compromise.
Could be the playlist. I could put the playlist on.
I leave that up to you. I will not make that call.
Give the order.
No, I will not give that order, sir.
This playlist has, from an elevated position.
Playlist could wipe out an entire city, sir.
Playlist super freak, actually.
It's you. You're the playlist man.
Playlist eyes? The body can do that?
Playlist, you piece of shit!
John Boyce MMA series on SB Nation. You should watch that.
Yeah.
It's real good.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this person with two Skype bumper stickers on their car works for Skype?
I hope so. For their sake.
They're just like big, big into Skype.
I don't want to reckon with the psyche of who that person is.
That person is going to handcuff themselves to the Skype building.
Not even protesting anything.
No.
It's just to let them know how much they love them.
Yeah. No, I bet actually, I mean, this the LinkedIn, I mean, those are both Microsoft properties.
So right.
I'm guessing that person just left the LinkedIn building.
That would make some sense.
Something about a Skype bumper sticker seems really fucking nuts to me.
I mean, it's one of those products that you just don't think of anyone being a cheerleader for.
Right. I love Skype! And I bet if you work on Skype, you're fucking stoked about Skype. But I guess that's the only thing.
That's the only
one. There's no one else out there that's like, when they got Paul McCartney to do those fucking Skype sound effects, I went out and got myself a Skype shirt.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's the untalented child the only parents are boosting.
Sure.
Oh, you're doing great, honey. You're doing great calls.
These calls are great. We asked people at the end of the calls if they liked the calls. They said the calls were great.
Don't worry if you drop one here and there. It's okay, okay? It's not a competition.
I like Skype, I guess. Or I use Skype.
I mean, I use it.
It's good enough.
But I have no, like, real feelings toward it.
No, if someone came to me tomorrow and said, hey, use this, it's better than Skype, I'd be like, word.
Yeah, gladly.
As long as they had data to back it up. I guess Discord, actually, is... I don't really use the voice chat on Discord ever, but...
We use it a weird amount.
Yeah, but it's like for... That's for group situations that, like, Skype isn't necessarily built for. But I mean, like, one-on-one calls? Like,
no, not ever. Really. No. Yeah, like every podcast I've dialed in for has been either over Skype or Google Chat, and Google Chat is not necessarily that much more reliable.
Yeah. I'm an iParty fan. I'm going to get an iParty shirt. Intel's internet voice chat from 20 years ago. That's badass software. You would send audio into the party. It was like a party line, group right. chat type thing. You would talk. You'd have to, it was like a push-to-talk thing. You would talk. It would send it to everybody else. But also, like, if someone else talked, it wouldn't. They wouldn't talk over it. They would. Their audio file would just play next.
Oh.
So it was like this weird, like, if everyone was talking all at once, it would have to figure out in a row, and then it would just play them all in a row.
Huh.
And it was just this bizarre. It worked.
That seems like I understand where that idea comes from. Yeah, that makes sense
for the technology of the time and all that sort of stuff. It actually worked pretty well. Me and my IRC weirdo friends would get on there and do shit.
People talk about like having IRC friends. I think like most of the IRC channels I was in were very impersonal. Like, they were not about
downloading pornography. They were about acquisition.
I was downloading things.
Okay. The
pornography was not necessarily often among them.
All right.
I don't know. I just, like, the social circles I ran in that were online, I think I was in, like, one IRC channel with, like, people I knew in real life.
Yeah. But I also bet that you, like, you got online probably at the very tail end of IRC being relevant. Because ICQ and Instant Messenger and stuff like that started to exist.
That is true, though those were not necessarily great for like multi-chats.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like once AIM became ubiquitous, that was where I talked to most people.
Right.
Do you still remember your ICQ number?
I had a really, really low one that I lost.
Mm.
And I have access to, or I know the login info for, not off the top of my head, but I have it sort of stored
right.
for whatever one I replaced it with. But I had like a 5-digit ICQ number.
Damn. Yeah, I don't remember mine, but it was 9-something, and I think it was like 6 or 7 digits, so yeah. It was pretty far in.
5 or 6 digits.
I think it was 6.
I think I was 5. But then my second one was like 8 or 9 digits or something.
Right.
Because of, yeah.
It's like MGMT's Kids, not, you know? It's just like, it's a song that is good, but I've heard it so many times.
Yeah, I don't need it to hear it.
Now, the Fortnite rap, on the other hand.
The Fortnite rap, that's
timeless.
Yeah, that's like, I want to hear that over and over again. This is Kelly Watch the Stars remix. I'll listen to.
Sure.
Whenever.
Firewatch is coming to the Switch.
Okay.
Continuing down the path of every indie game ever, just eventually. actually going there. I wonder if they made that port.
And they're working on
Yeah, because they got that, game, that new thing. And they're all at Valve now.
I wonder if this will have any Valve branding on it.
That is a good question, too. Because they still straight up own them still as a brand, right? Like, they didn't just fold them in.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. And I, like... Well, I mean, Panic published the other versions of that game.
Right.
Which is pretty crazy. I was buying Transmit 5 the other day. I'm like, I need to upgrade my FTP client on this Mac. It's like, oh, right. People what make the FTP client that's good. There's also a Firewatch logo here. Like, oh, what do you want? Coda? You want Transmit? Or Firewatch? We got it all.
The three programs.
Yeah. If they ever patched that PC version to work with Xbox One controllers.
I don't know. I played that game on PS4. Mm. I can't tell what's going on over here.
Fuckery.
Yeah.
Waiting for the last piece of my mister to show up, and I don't even think it's shipped yet.
Oh no.
Go, drive your car. Make your car go. Drive, make the car go.
What's holding up the final piece of the mister?
I think that they just had a bunch of orders around the Black Friday and are behind on shipping.
That would make some sense.
Because they still list the part as in stock. Hoping to fuck around with that this weekend, but it will not be.
Think of that as your reward for finishing Game of the Year.
Yeah. Thank you.
hear Bill Graham Civic Auditorium?
No. Is that tonight?
What is the date? No. No. It's next week. No.
No.
I bet he'll play Head Like a Hole.
Oh.
And maybe that Closer.
Ooh. They play Down In It?
Possibly.
That's the name of that song, isn't it?
Yes. Grape Grape is asking, has Game of the Year felt easier or harder some years? I appreciate you fishing for information, but we will tell you nothing.
I feel like it's pretty similar every year, you know? It's like, sometimes the individual decisions take longer or shorter or whatever, but in terms of just, like, feeling about getting it done or whatever, like, it feels, similar feeling.
Yes. The song has good bass.
Yeah. Me, the hardest part about Game of the Year is getting everyone in the same place, yet having no time to do anything other than this stuff.
Right.
Like, there's no time to sit down and be like, okay, you know, hey, let's plan ahead. What's next year look like? Or hey, let's hang out.
Yeah. We get the one team dinner.
Right.
And that's pretty much
it.
And
the pace of it is such that you just kind of can't do much else. Out of a podcast studio past some GameSpot people who are drinking beers and watching the Game Awards on some couch.
Yep.
And stop and look and go, oh, right, yeah, Shovel Knight, okay.
Yeah.
And then keep walking.
What do you think the Shovel Knight announcement will be this
Shovel
year?
Shovel Knight of the year. Shovel Knight 2.
Jeff, did you get way into EDM in the last year or so?
Not the way you're making it sound.
Right. I don't mean to make it sound dirty. I just feel like there's a bit of preponderance of electronica.
Well, this playlist is like, this is like some automatically generated.
Oh, okay.
Based off of my listening stuff. And the stuff that built it is actually older. It's like all the It's a lot of that French shit.
Okay.
Buffy and, you know, Busy P and all that whole clique. All that French touch and Justice and all that stuff that I was listening to then.
Right.
Maybe a little less Mastercraft these days.
What did they do? Not good. All right, fair enough.
So more or less, I want Bloghouse to come back.
Alright.
Which is all the stuff that was all the music blogs that were posting Justice remixes every day. Mm-hmm. Back in, what is it, like 05, 06 or whatever.
Right? That like, sounds about right.
Yeah.
I've admittedly not kept up with the various electronic subgenres and their waves.
I don't keep current. That's for sure. I'm the guy getting somewhat excited that there's a new Prodigy album out this year.
Oh, is that still coming?
It's out.
It is?
It's... Yo, man, you like the Prodigy?
I mean, I like that one Prodigy album a whole lot.
Well, it's cool because they kind of just kept making that over and over again.
Okay.
They got away from it for a little while, but then they were like, yo...
What if we just did another funky shit?
Let's do us. What if we had a cool Keith sample in here somewhere?
Okay, all right. I can look it up if you want to drive.
It's that way. Right. Why bother?
Okay.
Laws. Like, I feel like this album is totally okay. And also not chasing a trend.
All right.
Like that's kind of the thing that a lot of DJs have to do to stay relevant and keep playing shows. Is like, well... I guess my shit has to sound like this now. Whereas it really just sounds like they're just continuing like nothing ever changed. And that's ridiculous.
But good for them.
But kind of awesome.
I mean, someone's gotta fucking keep that big beat dream alive.
Yeah, you know.
The fuck are the Chemical Brothers doing these days?
I have no idea.
Crystal Method still putting out music?
Maybe? I don't know. I think they still have a satellite radio show. But it might just be one of the dudes.
Mm.
But they still bill it as the Crystal Method.
I mean, who knows which one is which?
Right, yeah,
what?
Right? Yeah, exactly.
In heaven.
Oh. Glad someone finally knew where he was.
I mean, he wrote a song about it.
Oh, well, I guess I should have just paid closer attention.
Yeah, no, this is...
Yeah, like, it's, like, identifiable
yes.
as, oh, This is a new prodigy. This is the prodigy.
I can totally imagine the fucking clown guy sneering over this track. Yep. Like, it's really easy to imagine. No, fuck yes.
Right?
Yeah. All right. Be those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Forever.
They're being those motherfuckers to the best of their ability. Yeah, right? Three times I've played that Jackbox pack, that was the best time I've had with it. The rapping one.
Yeah.
It's never quite... I don't know.
It's never perfect, but...
It's just clunky.
Also, I'm just gonna say, 3 minutes is not a lot of time to try and, like, actually write out a decent line or two.
And that's with extended timers.
Yeah. Not all of us are good freestylers.
I always feel like I am cranking out something subpar.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't take me the full 3 minutes, but also I'm just like, eh, I guess. I don't know. I'm never truly happy with what I'm putting out there.
Yeah. It's barely mixtape quality shit.
Right. I think part of that is like, I like the cadence is never right for the beat.
Yeah.
When they read it off, and it's that's the part that always frustrates me. It's like, how many syllables does this need to be to work to fit the bar? It's like, the game doesn't care.
Yeah.
The game does not care at all.
If we get a chance, we should try out that the pitch one.
Yeah, I have not played that. I would like to try that.
Despite it being a one that requires art, which are always the ones I am worst at, I feel like I had some fun with that one.
Yeah.
That game is not fair to people who can only draw stick figures.
I can only draw stick figures.
And that's not fair to us.
No. Well. They package those things into a more convenient hub.
What do you mean?
Like one shell that holds all of the Jackbox games, so that you don't like, I like this one from 3 and this one from 5, but we have to quit and relaunch.
Right.
Like, if it was just like, hey, here's everything you own of the Jackbox ilk.
Like, similar to like a Hitman thing, right, where it's like, as long as you own it, you can access that stuff from one app. Yes, that would make a lot of sense. I feel like maybe they're waiting to do that in some sort of, like, all-in-one package somewhere down the road.
I wonder, if they would just be like, hey, Jackbox Mega Pack 1 through 5, you know, it's all in one. Still play some TKO.
Which one was that?
That was a t-shirt one.
Right, yes. That was one of the best ones.
Yeah.
Did anyone ever order any of those shirts?
I have one, yeah. It's a wicked and very accurate, extremely accurate, very good, not at all garbage. Drawing of Homer Simpson, and under it says, "Back off, man, I'm a scientist." It's a quality shirt.
Yeah. I wonder what the rights issues would be if we just straight up tried to sell that shirt. Because it's a bad drawing of Homer Simpson, so I feel like there's a degree of artistic interpretation there.
Yeah.
But it's also, it was something that was designed through the game. Like, is there any sort of, like, ownership weirdness around that?
Right. I wonder, What's the Jackbox EULA look like?
Yeah, because no one's reading that shit.
Would the back off man, I'm a scientist people eventually try to come get you? Also, is that a concern?
mean, who would be in charge of that?
Bill Murray.
Hey, Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd would sue.
Dan Aykroyd probably would.
Yeah.
He'd be like, wait, you just come up with some alien conspiracy about how it happened. And... smash a skullhead vodka upside your head. And by the time you came to, you would be his Coast Brothers 3000. A fate worse than death. I keep thinking about watching Blues Brothers 2000.
Don't.
I mean, I've seen it. I know it's bad.
I know. I'm saying I've seen it recently. It was really? On TV recently. Oh, I didn't watch the whole thing, obviously, yeah, but yeah. Reminded myself about 10 minutes of it, and that was all I needed.
What an abysmal fucking...
Yep. Just a straight-up fucking misadventure, in, all top to bottom.
God. Yeah, that was one, like, from the fucking... from the word jump. About, hey, we're making another Blues Brothers. Was already like, dude, no, don't.
Yeah.
Do not.
Like, I love John Goodman, but fucking come on, man.
Yeah, that's
come
not...
on.
Don't do this to... Don't do this to yourselves. And then they were touring, and maybe they still are. I don't...
Oh, they did do that, didn't they?
Yeah. The House of Blues exists, you know? Plenty of stages that get booked on. Song about fire on our album, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many ways to talk about fire.
Yeah.
Now I need to know if it's all the same people in this. Because there was like, there was the one guy who had the giant fucking wall of synths. There's the clown guy.
Yeah.
There's the dude with the fucking the contact lenses.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's like another guy that just danced. Like he was just the B-boy guy and he just danced.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the one dude was there before the rest of them and he was classically the prodigy.
Yeah, the producer guy.
Yeah. And then like Keith and the other dude.
Yes. Okay, so it is... it is everyone but the dancer guy.
Okay.
Leroy Thornhill. He is no longer with the group.
All right. You can hear it, you know?
I mean, look, it's hard to have a guy who just dances in your band. That's really only the Mighty Mighty Bosstones have ever pulled that off.
Yeah. Are they still together? They still...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, I almost went to go see them this year.
Wow.
They were playing an all-day ska show in Worcester, Massachusetts, that I thought long and hard about going to.
Are you telling me in 2018 someone had an all-day ska show?
Well, yes.
Man. Awesome.
Yeah. In Worcester. I thought long and hard about making that 3.5-hour drive and then decided not to. I think I was reviewing other games at that point.
Yeah.
That Assassin's Creed review, I think, would not have happened had I not stayed home.
If you had told me, I got a pass on this review, because there's an all-day ska show.
I was already too deep into it. I couldn't let go. If I had never seen the Boston's live before, maybe I might have made that call. Yeah. But I've seen them before.
Who else was playing? Anybody else? Like, because the Boston's don't. I don't know that I really want to see the Boston's.
So it was also the Bouncing Souls, Toots and the Maytals.
Okay. Yeah. I probably go to that show.
Yeah. It was a good lineup. Most of the other bands I either didn't remember or had not heard of.
Yeah. Like, I don't need to see the Bouncing Souls. I'm not.
Yeah. That's not on my bucket list.
But Toots and the Maytals, like, yeah.
I mean, I got to open for the Specials once, so I already have my cool old ska band story. I have that for my life.
Again,
not the way it did. I'm not sure that a fourth wave could ever achieve the previous heights of the earlier waves.
Yeah.
But you know, there are bands out there that are still doing it.
Yeah,
that
totally.
aren't even just the old ones. Like there's a band called The Interrupters that's fairly recent that are pretty good. You know. There's a Tokyo Ska Orchestra or whatever. Yeah. They're still out there doing their thing.
I feel like whenever I, like, am trying to just dig up, play me some fucking ska on any of these streaming services, a good 30 to 40% of it is in Spanish.
That's unusual.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a...
Is there a Persian like ska scene
Mexican
in Spain? Mexican
ska scene or in Spain? Or, yeah,
or wherever.
Yeah. Latin American. Ska...
feels worth investigating.
All right, here's my follow-up question. Do you think in this day and age of so many splintered and personalized experiences, do you think anything will rise again? Music feels so super broken to me. And in like a totally fine way, because plenty of great music is being made across a ton of different genres.
Right, but we're not getting these big genre waves exactly. The way we used to.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to imagine because, like you said, everything's so broken right now, and even like the fucking people who were making too much money off music aren't making that money anymore.
Right.
Like, actually being a musician is like one of the least profitable fucking things in the world to do.
Yeah.
So you kind of, I don't know, I just feel like it's hard for like things like that to sort of like balloon the way they did before because I don't know, like labels just don't seek that kind of shit out anymore.
Right, and you know, where's the machine to give it that type of huge mainstream exposure doesn't exist. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
What's an act that it was like, you know, that started in the last 5 years, let's say, that would ever play the Super Bowl? Like, not that that's something to strive for, but right. Like, you know, you think about, like, that level of mainstream popularity.
Yeah, I mean...
They're still like, let's get Aerosmith to do it.
Right.
You know, like, fucking garbage-ass old shit like that. Like,
I mean, part of that
Bruno
is...
Bruno Mars, maybe, like, the most recent artist.
So. They did that Justin Timberlake thing. That was terrible.
I feel like Justin Timberlake is from the before time.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean,
like, maybe Bruno Mars is the actual answer of, like...
Well, I think the one thing that will remain constant, and it's a nebulous thing, like, it doesn't necessarily encompass one particular style of music, but the idea of pop.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of just sort of, like, the big pop song...
Right.
...is a thing that will continue to exist in various permutations over time. So I think that is sort of the thing that will continue to, like, fuel that kind of... giant fucking event concerts or, you know, like, event shows or whatnot, but But that, like, pop, yeah. like I said, pop is a very nebulous thing. And
it's very
shifts.
Easy to avoid. Like, it used to not be easy or desirable to avoid in right. a lot of cases. Like, think about how fucking big Madonna is, was, whatever.
Right, and you have, like, a Beyonce now, but
yeah,
like, there aren't many
Beyonce,
other people
Beyonce
that are
now, but they're not. Yeah, there are not too many people that crossed a ton of genre lines and stuff were like, well, you know, like, oh, this Madonna song is good. You know, yeah, this, you know.
Or just continually reinvent themselves.
Right. Like, I don't dislike Lady Gaga, but I also don't think that she's reached that tier.
Well, she did do a Super Bowl, didn't she?
Did she?
I think she did.
Okay, alright.
Some it was a few years ago, but yeah. I mean, she's now reached that Madonna stage where she's starting to do, like, acting. You know?
Right,
like,
yeah,
she's starting to move more
sure.
into that, like, even further mainstream kind of presence.
Right. Yeah, I guess maybe she fits that formula also. Huh.
But again, there aren't many.
Yeah.
It's a pretty steep drop-off from, like, Beyonce and Lady Gaga to whoever is next.
And I just feel like Lady Gaga hasn't been putting out as much music, like, because she's been stepping into acting and all this other stuff. That, like, I felt like it was pretty easy to forget that she was out there until that movie, this movie that just came out, that is doing well.
Yes.
Like, oh, yeah, okay, she's out there, she's doing different shit. And maybe part of it is just that, I guess, like, that's the thing, is I don't, like, is there still an element of, here's the music for teen girls, and it is very popular, like, maybe I've just aged out of being in the places where that music is going to be played, or something, too, and so I'm just not being exposed to it at all to begin with. But that doesn't mean it's not huge and making a ton of money for someone somewhere, but it just
right.
doesn't seem like it's happening. Like,
I feel like
One Direction feels like it was the last.
Yeah, I feel like that is something you were still seeing prevalent in, like, J and K-pop, but it is not a thing you are seeing
right.
in Western
yeah.
popular music very much anymore.
Like, what the fuck? Fuck are they even playing on the fucking, like, hits station on satellite radio? They're playing
the hits?
They're playing the hits. Yeah. They're playing Luke. Teen girls love Luther Campbell. Sorry, I said that backwards.
Yeah. There's that bass.
I was gonna turn on the pop station, but this song was on, and now I need to hear him shout Dudu Brown.
Okay,
for a
we'll
while.
Get there. We'll get there.
Yeah?
Well, let's hear what this song sounds
okay.
like. that recent. I feel like this song has been around for a minute.
Well, they have stations where they just rebroadcast, like, XM's New York and LA pop stations somewhere on the dial here, around here. You'll find that. It's a Z100 or whatever the fuck it is.
Where prohibited by law, loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Hey, man, where'd you get all the extra cash?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Macklemore.
The hits.
This isn't that new of a song either, is it?
No.
Yeah.
Apparently that Panic at the Disco song is from this year, just much earlier this year.
Okay. I don't like this.
No, it's not a good song.
Into the address bar. That's 57cash.com.
What's Los Angeles listening to?
Cash.com. Message data rates may apply. TNC and privacy and terms can be found at your
You know that feeling you get when you know you've done something that might lead to a UTI?
Man, the radio ads.
And the
hell yeah, I do.
That you might be hours away from a rush trip to the doctor's office. And God forbid it's a weekend. Well, you can kiss
it's
those old days of UTIs goodbye. Because now, there's all-natural Eucora. Eucora stops UTIs before they start. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water for a drink that protects you against bacteria and tastes like pink lemonade. And when you text DRINK to 484848, you can get 30% off. Eucora is safe. It only uses ingredients found in nature to boost your immune system and prevent bacteria from attaching to your urinary tract. So, the next time something tells you that you're at risk for a UTI, drink a glass of Eucora and feel relief. And for a limited time, get 30% off Eucora when you text DRINK to 484848. The only way to get 30% off is to text DRINK to 484848. That's DRINK to 484848.
Howdy, folks. Earl Sanders here with a big old holiday radio commercial for KFC. Wrapping presents is a lot of work, so let the Colonel.
Terrible Colonel
tonight.
Sanders.
I'm making KFC
voice.
$20
fill-ups. Yep.
That's 8 pieces of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits for just $20. I'll even wrap it for you. The wrapping is just a bucket, but it's a swell looking bucket. KFC, it's finger licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax and substitutions extra.
So, here's something you might have experienced.
Hit radio has not changed a bit.
Only to spend countless hours
sorting through way too many resumes.
Just to find a few qualified candidates for
my test.
And maybe that's the problem.
The trucking business I hire for. My hair salons.
That old process was definitely not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes
to find people with the right skills.
Let's go back to New York. Damn it.
Never ends. Never fucking ends.
Let's go back to Satellite Radio's hit station.
Give me the motherfucking hits. Like David Guetta.
Yeah, I guess that's, you know, this is like just some DJs that got popular in a hit radio pop music sort of way. I guess that happens.
Yup.
First on 5G.com now to learn more. $40 per month applies for YouTube TV after 3 month period. Cancel any time.
Make holiday entertaining a breeze with help from your Ralph's Deli. You'll find
a lot of commercials,
delicious desserts, and
so
much
regular
more.
Radio is like,
be sure
man.
To check out Ralphs.com/order online.
Yeah.
Just place
Let's
your order
Ralph's.
Today and pick it up at your neighborhood Ralph's.
Cactus.
This is not another exorcism movie. This is what happens next.
I heard a corpse breathe.
No. From the studio that brought you Don't Breathe.
Oh my god.
Possession of Hannah Grace. Radar, not Bling.
day. Yo, man, you like Bozzy?
I don't know what that is. Why can't everyone just listen to death metal like me? It's so much easier.
Because this is way more grating than death metal could ever be. Like, this makes me feel downtrodden in a way that death metal never can.
Truly the darkest music.
Yeah. Like, if you could get me a Kidz Bop version of this, I would put on all black and listen to it on a loop.
Except when they are coming to the Sonoma County Fair.
This summer.
Fall Out Boy.
Is Fall Out Boy still making music?
I want to say yes.
Gosh.
Like, I think they broke up for a while and then maybe got back together.
Gosh. This sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is... Fuck, man. Like, just the wimp... Like, weakest just...
Yeah, it's wretched. This is fucking wretched.
Like, wasn't Fall Out Boy kind of like... Like, not pop-punk, but maybe like post-pop-punk?
I mean, they were like pop-punk, emo-punk.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of thing. That's kind of
like
where they got there.
Maybe something with, like, something that had, like, the slightest bit of, like... nuts like, to it.
Like just a little bit?
Like, a little bit of a... Like, some kind of sneering edge?
I mean,
like,
this,
a minimal amount of, like, you know, something?
The only thing I can say is that this was not a sudden change. This is the direction they have been slowly drifting in these last many years. Like, each album has sort of gone a little bit more towards this.
All right.
And now, this is where we are.
This... This sucks.
Yeah, but you know, it's probably paying their mortgages.
Sure, whatever.
On the What You Want countdown, you control what makes it to the top spot. All you gotta do is join the What You Want crew. Vote at SiriusXM.com.
Join the What You Want crew.
I will not.
I want Drinking in LA by Brand Band 3000. That's what I want to be number one. Can we set that up?
Got any not a surf?
Didn't not a surf also come back?
If they did, I was not aware of it.
I know.
That's Halsey.
This is pop music.
Mm-hmm. This was one of the bands that did the thing we were talking about earlier for Rock Band. They re-recorded a bunch of their songs for the game because I guess they were not on good terms with their previous label.
This is right, I forget exactly how you put it. But didn't see that NWA championship defended in front of 11,000 fans, a sold out crowd, something we never thought we'd see again. And then we're going to have Ring of Honor and New Japan tickets go on sale. They sell out in under a couple of hours, and that's going to happen in April. So you would say, boy, as a whole, 2018 was an extremely healthy year, not only for the WWE, but the world outside of the WWE. And I would actually say, especially for the world outside of the WWE.
And that's actually what I was just going to ask you. I think that professional...
You ever watch MLW?
No.
I thought about maybe getting into it. I think there's stuff just on YouTube.
What is it specifically?
Is it just an indie fed?
Yeah, just an indie fed.
Okay. Like, they seem to be picking up steam, or I see more people talking about them.
Was it like Major League Wrestling?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I will take a peek at that.
I feel like I see more people talking about MLW than maybe like ROH these days. Or it's kind of in that tier,
right?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe Cardi B will do the Super Bowl.
She's probably about one or two albums away from that happening.
Sure.
But yeah, you know, I'm not going to say it couldn't happen.
Are you watching any football?
Here and there. It's mostly not been good this season.
I feel like last time I asked you about it, last season, that you were of the same mind.
Yeah.
It's just kind of been the shits lately.
Yeah, it's been the shits, and, you know, the league is fucked for all the usual reasons the league is fucked, plus some new ones. You know, like, there have been a few good games this year that I've caught, but, like, by and large, it has been very dull, and I don't know. It just feels like they don't know what the fuck they're doing right now.
Yeah.
I am watching a lot more basketball.
I feel like I never hear anyone at all talking about basketball. They just talk about the Warriors. And even then, only in very general terms. About like, yeah, I love the Warriors.
Yeah, that's the Warriors fan base in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Warriors bubble is weird and real.
Yeah.
But by and large, like, the NBA product, like, across the board is very watchable. You know, there are bad teams, but usually the bad teams are bad in ways that are still relatively entertaining to watch. And it's just, I don't know, there's a personality to that league that, like, the NFL will just never develop because they don't want it.
Right.
There's a pettiness to the drama in the NBA that I love.
Like, who are the bad teams? Is it, like, the Milwaukee Bucks?
No, the Bucks are good. The Timberwolves are not so great.
Okay.
They traded away their best player, and because he was unhappy, and they're not a great team. I don't think the Pelicans are very good. The Suns are not very good.
The Pelicans?
The New Orleans Pelicans, yes.
Okay. Sure. Just come into my car and invent basketball teams.
Yeah, they were another team. I think they were originally the Charlotte Hornets,
okay.
And they moved. and then another team that was something else. Yes, it was the Charlotte Bobcats went back to being the Charlotte Hornets. Yeah.
Where did the Sonics end up going?
They became the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Right, okay.
But there is some, I think, I don't know if it's confirmed yet or not, but there's some belief that basketball will be returning to the Seattle area at some point. The Cavaliers are not very bad because LeBron James is no longer there, and
I think that was always the thing, like, that put me off of basketball was that idea of just, like, here is one player that makes or breaks a team. And, yeah. And I'm not into the personalities of basketball enough to like, feel okay about that.
The thing is, there just aren't very many of those players.
Yeah.
Like, there are lots of, like, good star players, but a lot of them are still very dependent on the chemistry with the players around them.
Right.
You know, LeBron is one of those few people who can just fucking do anything with anyone. Mm. You know, I think Steph Curry in the right situation, not necessarily being surrounded with this talent, but with, you know, any other decent talent could do amazing things, no matter what. But, like, you know, you get sometimes you get, like, star players on the same team and they just don't gel at all.
Right.
And that becomes this own, like, fucking weirdness.
I think that, like, you're talking about the pettiness of the drama in that league. I feel like all of it, that every NBA drama thing that I catch is, like, petty enough to make me not want to watch basketball.
Yeah. I enjoy it. I enjoy how fucking petty everyone in that league is and how fucking, like, aggressively competitive they are with each other, even on their own teams.
Yeah.
Coming up, it's not Dominique Wilkins, but you remember Manute Bol, right?
Yep.
So his son is coming up in college right now, and he's, I think, even taller than his dad.
Wow.
But also, like, way more athletic.
Cool.
So he is just fucking, just trouncing on college players right now.
So he's not going to finish school, is what I'm hearing.
No, he's going to be one and done, but, like, yeah, like, he is fucking really impressive to watch, and on top of that, he has, like, a fucking long-range shot, which is, just seems super unfair.
Yeah, that's, oh, jeez.
It's like, it's a smaller league, not necessarily in terms of teams, but, like, you know, the actual rosters are pretty small.
Yeah.
So, like, they all kind of, like, know each other and talk to each other, and so, like, there's all this just constant, like, fucking weird back and forth between players. And just, like, those personalities, I think, have more room to kind of shine than on, like, football, where there's, like, 53 dudes on a roster.
And they're all, like, wearing helmets.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, like, the only one anyone ever wants to talk to is, like, the quarterback or the running back.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like the idea of basketball. I think, you know, like, I like the sport of basketball. But I don't know that I... care enough about it to follow a team.
That's fair. Yeah, I don't really have, like, a team that, I mean, you know, I was a Warriors fan back in the day when it was, like, fucking Hardaway and Mullen and shit, but to say I have been a lifelong Warriors fan is disingenuous. I have largely fallen off of that team before they got good again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't have it in me to try being a Knicks fan. Yeah. I can't live that life.
What about the Nets?
They're not good.
The uniforms are good.
Yeah, they're good in the uniform, but the team is not good.
Weren't they competitive for a while, though? Did they go south, or were they always been shitty?
So, I want to say they mortgaged their future pretty hard by signing a few veterans and trading for a couple of veterans and went on, like, a they were like, hey, we need to win now.
Let's get it now, yeah.
And I think that didn't work out. And so they were kind of left with not much for a while there.
Yeah. Sixers any good?
Yes, they are good now. Despite one of their number one picks recently, just for completely forgetting how to shoot a basketball, they have enough like other proven talent now, including that guy from the T-Wolves that they just traded for.
I feel like if I was going to arbitrarily get into a team, it would either be the Pistons, the Sixers, or the Nets.
The Pistons are good, but not that exciting to watch. The Nets are bad. Your best bet is probably with the 76ers right now.
There's just something classic about the franchise.
There is, and they have two really good young players, and they just traded for a guy that is also good, if a little volatile. And, you know, their one pick not working, notwithstanding, right. they are a very good team. I've lived in New York now longer than I've lived most of the places in my life, and I have yet to express any fondness for any New York sports team.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's ever going to happen for me.
But think of all the 10-10 wins you would be listening to. For all the local sports coverage.
No. Ever since Francesca retired, you know, it's just not the same. I guess he didn't retire. He's just not on. I think he's not on the radio anymore. Into a sports talk radio show is maybe the most alien of all personality types to me.
You should hear some of the calls that come into that wrestling show.
It's only slightly less so just by virtue of understanding how weird wrestling fans are in general.
Yeah.
But yes, you're right. I also could not relate to that whatsoever.
Hey, Bruce, you know, long-time listener, first-time caller, you know, what do you think they're doing about Roman Reigns? You know, I think they're shoving him down our throats, you know, fucking...
There was a big...
He's no John Cena.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. And then, you know, after that stuff, it became a lot of...
I don't know, I think it was pretty tasteless what they did with Dean. I don't know, it seems you know, it's just over the line. I don't like it.
It's great, great fucking commentary. Thanks, man.
Yeah. And then the hosts and wrestlers on the other end of that being like, no, we're going to say the most carny things imaginable and say that's 100% okay because that's the wrestling business.
Indeed.
All right.
That's the show.
Everybody have a good weekend. See ya.